Imagine that you are driving up to a toll booth to go over a busy bridge at rush hour. You have plenty of coins to pay the toll collector so that he will raise the gate and let you pass. But if there is only one booth working, the roadway soon gets overloaded with frustrated drivers.
Hi, and welcome to this episode of Take Charge of Your Health. Today I am at the Wildwood Lifestyle Center and Hospital in Wildwood, Georgia, to talk to you about type 2 diabetes. What happens in the human body in the case of type 2 diabetes is actually very similar to being stuck in a toll plaza traffic jam. Let's take a closer look.
In our blood, there is always a certain amount of glucose. When we eat, this level of glucose rises, and the pancreas starts producing insulin, which works just like the coins to open the toll gate, in that it allows the glucose to enter into the cells. When we eat more than we need, however, the cells, already having enough fuel, gradually pull away some of their insulin receptors and become resistant to the action of insulin. This is like having the toll booth shut down, but instead of having a backup of cars, there is a backup of glucose in the blood.
Over time, this high blood glucose level leads to devastating effects upon the body. Let's talk to our resident health advisor in the newsroom to learn more. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning.
Lee, what exactly are the risks associated with type 2 diabetes?
Well, Joanna, type 2 diabetics not only have a significantly greater risk of heart disease and stroke, but they're also more likely to experience visual impairments, limb amputations, as well as kidney and nerve damage, all of which greatly reduce one's quality of life. Diabetes also takes a toll on one's finances, with an annual cost of medical care reaching over $13,000 per person in America.
Wow, that doesn't sound so good. I hope it's getting better.
Unfortunately, during the past 10 years, the incidence of type 2 diabetes has nearly doubled and is now reaching an epidemic status. Once referred to as adult onset diabetes, reserved for people over 40 years of age, it is now affecting even young children, with almost 24 million cases of diabetes in America and about 4,000 new diabetics being diagnosed every day. The problem is huge and is calling out for a solution.
Thank you, Lee. So what is the solution? Although many people look to modern drugs for help, drugs do not offer a cure for type 2 diabetes. At best, they allow diabetics to maintain a reasonably functional lifestyle, but never treat the cause of the disease. There is hope, however. It has been proven time and time again that by making a few simple lifestyle changes, such as switching to a healthy diet and engaging in regular exercise, one can, in most cases, reverse this crippling disease. When it comes to lifestyle, its impact on diabetes simply cannot be overestimated.
It's very important. We now recognize that the type 2 diabetic has several defects in their whole metabolic pathway. And diet plays the essential role in producing as well as reversing that process. Here, I think the statistics speak that 85%+ of type 2 diabetics are overweight, either just overweight or obese. And as fat stores accumulate from too many calories and too many high-fat foods, the person develops a state that we call insulin resistance. It's not that initially they don't have plenty of insulin, but the cells can't respond to it. With an adoption of a low-fat, high-fiber diet, calorie restriction, and exercise, all of those metabolic problems can be addressed and corrected.
It's really amazing to see the guests who come to our program. They come for 11 days, sometimes 18 days, or even longer, and we find that lifestyle really works. It's great to see how blood sugars that have been through the roof can get controlled, and people start losing weight, and also guests are excited to see that they found something that really works. At the end of the day, they leave here with much more energy, they've lost weight, and they're so excited to see the change in just a short amount of time. And this is what we see time and again from day to day.
A living proof of the effectiveness of lifestyle changes on type 2 diabetes is James Gershon, who came to Wildwood to fight this devastating disease.
I'm a type 2 diabetic. I've been one for 15 years. My blood sugars in the past have been upwards of 300s, in the 300s, on a routine basis. I was on 160 units of insulin a day just a week ago. I could not bend over and tie my own shoes. I couldn't tie my shoes. I had to have help putting my socks on, tying my shoes, something as simple as that. After 1 week, my sugars are now sometimes below 100. My medications I was taking, I was on two special pills to help my pancreas make insulin for my diabetes, and I've totally eliminated those pills. My insulin requirements have been reduced by approximately 80 to 90%, and in the 7 days, I've lost 15 pounds. And now I'm able to simply put my shoes and socks on. And it's just wonderful. How did I do that? What miracle pill, miracle shot? What kind of regimen would do that? Well, it was very simple. It wasn't hard. It was all based on exercise and diet. I walk every opportunity I can get, and that alone helps bring down my blood sugar. Then also the diet here is just amazing. It's a plant-based, low-fat, low-sugar diet. Some beautiful salads, beautiful vegetables, wonderful foods. We just have a good healthy breakfast and a good healthy lunch and feel full all day. And I look forward to having my diabetes completely healed. You know, the minimum amount of effort it took to get there was well worth it. And I'm grateful to God for that.
So why not start making those changes even today? Why wait until the glucose traffic in your blood causes you to develop any of the dreaded complications? Why spend so much money on a problem that can be so easily solved? Take charge of your health now. Let the traffic flow freely, and you will never look back.